and she would keep pouring this water off and keep working this clabber mill. And it takes you a long time to do it, but you work it until it's completely dry. And it's just cottage cheese. You just work it and work it.
Keep it over the heat?
Well, it does that when you have to warm it and keep it over the heat to get it to clabber and to completely separate.
Uh-huh.
And then you keep working with it to work all the water out of it. Well, just with your hands or something. You just knead it like you would dough and work with it and then keep pouring that whey or water off of it. And finally, you just got that dry, white, crumbly cottage cheese. Of course, with a lot of milk, you just wind up with a little, not much cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of milk to make the cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm.
But Mother's made it quite.
Yeah. What about, say the first thing you do after milk is you have to...
strain it.
Okay.
Strain the milk.
And do you ever hear of something sort of like a fruit pie, only baked in a deep dish? And
cobbler.
Huh?
A cobbler.
Okay. And say someone had a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his
food.
Okay. Did you ever use the word vittles?
Yeah. That's a lot of, I've heard it used a lot. I never did say vittles,
yeah.
Myself.
What would you call a milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over pot?
Milk and cream mixed with nutmeg?
Yeah, sugar. Or something. Just some a sweet
sauce.
Okay. And food taken between regular meals, you call a
snack.
Okay. And you mentioned, the inside part of the hog that, you take out after you...
The entrails, I'd say.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of people eating that?
Yeah, chitlins. Mother's made those one time, just not for us to eat because we wouldn't eat them, but my brother-in-law got the idea. He wanted some chitlins because he'd heard about them. They said they're good. But you use it's the intestines.
Mm-hmm.
And and also there's a paunch or there's another something in there that you can use that too.
Mm-hmm.
But you clean those old intestines and then you soak them in water. Now at first you may soak them in salt water. I'm not sure about this because Mother never tried it for one time. But you soak them for days and you change the water like each day until they're soaked completely clean. And then you take those long intestines and then you clip them into little sections, just cut them into little wee sections. And then after they've sort of dried out and everything, I don't know if you batter them before you fry them or not, but you fry them then, I think. But
you never taste
them? I never taste them, no.
Seems like they taste tough or something.
Uh-huh. It seems they would, but I think they're real brickly-like,
Okay, say if it was time to feed the stock and do your chores, you'd say that it was...
Feeding time? Or?
Okay. And how do you call it? Cows to get them to come in out of the pasture.
Soaps.
Okay. What about to make them stand still while you milk them?
Sob.
Go ahead and say it like you.
Well, see, I never did actually do it, but I've worked my sob.
Okay. What if you wanted to move their leg back so you can milk them?
I think she just say saw in that Jersey or something. I'm not sure.
Okay. Is Jersey the name of the cow?
Well, Jersey is really a kind of cow, but usually your milk cows many times are Jerseys.
Yeah. How do you call a calf?